Timor-Leste is one of our close neighbours and is in the process of a digital renovation. The country, around 720 kilometres northwest of Darwin, is facing challenges with health, education and services, but a company will support these areas with digital services. Forokai is a project led by Tammy Casio and expects the high-speed internet will bring better opportunities for its citizens. The Wire's Eduardo Jordan started asking Tammy Casio what motivated her to start the business.
Forokai was founded by a small group of us, Timorese entrepreneurs and friends, who grew up seeing the same barriers in the country. We had lack of connectivity, locking communities out of education opportunities and progress. So that was a big consideration for us. We drew from the shared experiences of resilience and really understanding the heart of the Timorese character, and came together to build something bigger, a company that is dedicated to connecting the unconnected anywhere, anytime from the prosperity of the people. And we were so excited when we were the first authorized Starlink reseller for Timor-Leste. We have been delivering hardware, installation and local support and tailored subscriptions to bring, you know, high-speed satellite internet for the first time to very remote villages in Timor-Leste.
Now, what are some of the challenges you saw when starting this business, connecting communities digitally in Timor-Leste?
Yes, I mean, there were quite a few challenges. Timor-Leste has faced years of very limited internet outside the capital city of Dili, and with unreliable signals, very high cost, and almost zero coverage in rural and very mountainous areas where most of the population lives. So the traditional fibre and mobile networks couldn't reach some of those very isolated spots. And our biggest challenge was logistics. We had to get equipment, deliver over poor roads, infrastructure. Because our Timorese, we have a Timorese team and a local team, we understood that these realities very deeply. So we designed a solution where we could get the equipment and do training and bring affordable packages to those very remote villages. But logistics was our main challenge.
How has the community improved across the country with this service?
The change is really transformational. Tens of thousands of rural students are accessing high-speed internet for the very first time. They can stream lessons, download research, learn online and gain digital skills, connecting with teachers and peers outside of their villages for the first time. We are also seeing local entrepreneurs that are starting to plan stages of online businesses, e-commerce for services. So, yeah, we really are seeing a real economic activity where before there was very little. And, you know, the other very important thing that we've also observed is that, you know, families in the most disadvantaged and remote parts are also able to afford it, because affordability was also another barrier.
Now, you mentioned a little bit about how education is improving with the service, but one of the interesting things is that Timor-Leste, the health system there is not optimal. In which ways the health system is improving now with internet access and digital services across the country?
I mean, in health, there are, you know, isolated clinics and nurses. But, you know, through telehealth for specialist consultations, it's really connecting the system to an international space. Access to real-time medical information and coordination, you know, coordinated emergency care is far more effective and likely to occur. I mean, literally saving lives in places hours from major hospitals is starting to occur. These gains have directly also helped break the cycle of poverty in the health of those communities.
What does the future look like for Forokai and Timor-Leste now with this access?
Well, it looks very bright, very bright. We see Timor-Leste emerging as a dynamic digital hub in the region with reliable connectivity as the bedrock, now made more accessible We see stronger education, health systems, thriving new businesses, more efficient services across Timor-Leste and connectivity to the world, and deeper global economic participation. I think that's very visible as to what's happening at the moment. And we see that, again, I sort of said that a little bit earlier, that the most effective ways poverty can be eliminated over long term is through connectivity. That's one of the enablers.
That was the CEO from Boracay in Timor-Leste, Tammy Casio, speaking with The Wire's Eduardo Jordan.